The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armand. There is your Mexican, not afraid to be American. And I got to tell you, folks, I have to start the show with just a few words on the Trump event, the Trump bus event that happened on Sunday, this past Sunday. I was a special guest and speaker, and it was an amazing turnout. And there were, I gotta tell you, I've done a lot of political events, and this was let me put it this way. I saw the most Hispanics I have ever seen come to a political event, no matter who was it for. This is the most I've seen come out, and they were, of course, coming out for Trump. And folks, I want to go ahead and apologize. I am coming off of a cold, so I might still have a little sniffle and a little crack in my voice, but I'm fine, I promise. I will tell you, I was out, this was at the Mall of Georgia. It was right on the main, I think that's Buford Road or something like that, that goes right down in front of Mall of Georgia. And right across from one of the main entrances, there's a jewelry store, and shame on me because I'm going to forget the name of it, but they allowed the Trump bus to come and park there, set up merchandise. And I will tell you, people were all over that intersection holding up Trump signs, waving Trump flags, waving the American flag. And it was just a beautiful sight to see. Trucks and cars and motorcycles were all going by, blowing their horn in support. It was really, really amazing to see. And the biggest thing that stuck out to me while I was there, and folks, I got there in the beginning because I was part of the Motorcycles for Trump that escorted the bus from Doraville, Georgia, all the way to the Mall of Georgia. And what a fun ride that was. And a big thank you to my fellow riders who joined. I don't know all of you by name, or I don't remember all of you by name, but big kudos to all of you for coming out on your motorcycle and escorting the bus with me. That was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again. And yes, we will be doing it again. So if you're out there and you're listening to me now, or you're listening to me later, if you are a motorcycle rider, or if you know somebody who is, and listen, we don't mind if you have what is that thing called? The three-wheeler, the Can-Am, or whatever those three-wheelers are called, and the slingshots, that thing. It doesn't matter to us. If you want to come ride with us and escort the bus on the next event, you are more than welcome to do so. I'd love to get a crew of slingshot riders out there. I think that'd be awesome. Some of you guys, man, you deck those things out pretty unbelievably, so they are fun to watch, fun to look at. And of course, you two-wheel motorcycle riders, man, you're all welcome. And we had so much fun on Sunday doing the ride, escorting the Trump bus. We had police officers from just about from Doraville to Duluth and everywhere in between. We would have police officers pulling up next to us and giving us the sign of support. And it was really fun. It was just a lot of fun. And every now and then we'd run into somebody who wasn't so happy. But you know what? They're going through life angry, and I don't know how to help them. But whatever. We're going to go through life happy. And we were having fun. And then when we got to the Mall of Georgia and the bus parked and the tents went up and the merchandise came out, people by the droves and droves started coming by. And what stood out to me the most was the number of Hispanics that stopped by to not just to see me. There were Hispanics who were just driving by who saw the Trump bus. They saw all of us on the sidewalk. They saw us on the grass and holding up signs. They pulled in. They pulled in and they found a place to park, and they walked over to the bus and they started talking to us. It was just that impressive. But I am telling you, there is a shift going on, folks. There's a shift. I saw, like I told you, I saw more Hispanics. I saw Asians. I saw black folks. I saw white. Democrats hail and talk about diversity all the time, and they try to force diversity. There was no one forcing diversity at the Trump event on Sunday. No one was forcing diversity. It naturally happened. And when diversity happens naturally, then you know you're getting the best of the best. You know you're getting the best of the best when diversity happens naturally. And this is something the Democrats just can't, they can't accept. Look, they know it, but they won't accept it. Because the best of the best is not going to be dependent on a Democrat party. And all the Democrat party wants is for you and everybody else to be dependent on them. And they're, and if they can't naturally get dependency, they're going to create dependency. And this is why they're destroying the economy. Listen, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, the number one issue I heard from people at the Trump event on Sunday was the economy. The number two issue was immigration. And depending on who you talk to, those issues would flip. But one and two, without a doubt, one and two, economy and immigration. Those were the top two issues. I didn't hear much about anything else. So for the debate tonight, and I'm going to get to this, I'm going to talk about the debate tonight. I've got some advice for Donald Trump. But let me tell you, folks, all Donald Trump needs to do tonight is stick to the economy and immigration. Immigration and the economy. The economy and immigration. I don't care what they ask him, so I'm going to get to that a little later. But just to finish up here on the Trump event. So the Trump event happened Sunday. It was we had a bunch of motorcycle riders. We escorted the Trump bus, which is phenomenal. Such a beautiful, beautiful touring bus. So I found out it used to be an old rock and roll touring bus. And I'm not sure which band it was. I couldn't get anybody to tell me which band used to tour with it. But now it's a Trump bus, and it goes all over the place. And ladies and gentlemen, it was amazing. We were parked there at the Mall of Georgia, and like I said, just so hundreds and hundreds of people coming by, stopping by, showing their support, buying their paraphernalia. I mean, there was stickers, Trump shirts and Trump signs and everything. And we were, I mean, we were selling them like crazy. And then the people that were standing on the street waving flags and holding Trump signs, we were giving people, now let's picture this, a major highway, but we were at an intersection. And every time that light turned red and traffic stopped, we had people jumping out of their cars, rolling their windows down and taking signs. We were giving out signs left and right, yard signs. We were giving out yard signs left and right to people who were just stopped at the stop sign, who would roll down their window or jump out of the car and going, oh my gosh, can I have a sign? Can I have a sign? It was that amazing. It was that amazing. And so I'm seeing, there's a shift going on, folks. There's a shift going on. There's a huge shift of Hispanics going to the GOP. Now, understand this. I've told you this before. They're not running to the Republican Party. They're coming over because of Donald J. Trump. And I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. And listen, the establishment Republicans, they still hate Donald Trump. You never Trumpers out there that are on the Republican side, you really make me sick. Because you don't care about this country. If you're letting the personality of a man who you know will do better for the American people, but yet you allow that personality of that man get in your way of helping the American people, shame on you. So I don't want to hear anything from Never Trumpers. Don't tell me how conservative you are or how conservative you want to be. Don't tell me how you're somehow for the American people, but you're going to sit by and allow Kamala Harris to get elected. The woman who has almost single-handedly tanked the economy. I don't know how much blame we can put on Biden, because Biden, now that we come to find out after that debate in June, Biden, how much has he really been doing? How much has he really been controlling? What calls is he really making? How many of these calls is Kamala? She said she's the last one in the room. Kamala Harris has stated proudly that she's the last one in the room of every major decision that Joe Biden has made. So how many of these decisions have been from Kamala Harris? So ladies and gentlemen, if you talk to a Never Trumper or an establishment Republican who just is like the Cheneys, for instance, who are trying to tell you that, oh, they just can't vote for Trump, he's so bad, he's so mean, you just remember one thing. They're letting their emotions and they're letting their pride getting way of actually helping the American people. Because there is no way on God's green earth that you can look at me and tell me you care about the American people, you care about the economy, and you care about the risk that faces this country because of open borders. The number of people that have died already because of open borders and the number of people that are going to die because of open borders. You can't look at me and tell me that you give a damn about any of that and then tell me that, oh, somehow you can't vote for Trump. You've got to go vote for Kamala. And you know Kamala Harris has participated in destroying our economy, destroying our borders, and the direct cause of American citizens, namely women, losing their lives. And I don't know any other way to put it. And I'm tired of people sugarcoating this. I'm just tired of it. And I'm not gonna sit by on my radio show and not call this out. Because let me tell you, there was an article, a headline the other day, just the other day, that leaked out from the old guard, the establishment Republican guard, how they are secretly hoping and cheering for Trump to lose. They're perfectly fine with Kamala Harris winning. Now, you've got to ask yourself why. Why on earth would any elected Republican, how can they tell you election after election after election that they're for smaller government, that they're for real education, that they're for school choice, that they're for lower taxes, that they're for, how can they tell you they're for all these things and then secretly behind the scenes be hoping and counting on Trump's demise? They want Trump to lose this election. They want Kamala to win. Why would they be okay with Kamala, knowing that Kamala is making the regular Americans out there who are living paycheck to paycheck and barely making it? And listen, I talked to some of these folks. I talked to some of these people who are barely making it month to month because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And let's call it what it is, because of Kamala Harris's price hikes. And the Democrats are doing it on purpose. I talk to young people who cannot buy a house. It's because of the Democrats. And the Democrats are doing it on purpose. And yet there's a group of Republicans out there and never Trumpers who are perfectly fine with letting Kamala win because they don't want their playground pissed in by somebody like Donald Trump. They don't want their sandbox messed up. They don't want their Washington establishment world. They don't want that messed up. And Donald Trump doesn't give a darn about your Washington establishment playground. Donald Trump actually cares about the American people, and they can't handle that. So you listen and take what I'm saying to heart, because if you run into a so-called Republican who just can't vote for Trump or a never Trumper, you ask them, how come you don't care about the American people? They don't care about Trump. I don't care what Trump says. I don't care what Trump has tweeted. I care about Trump's policies, and I know based on Trump's first 4 years that he's going to get into that office and he's going to implement things that are going to be better for the American people. And if something doesn't work, he'll adapt and he'll do what needs to be done for it to be better for the American people. The Democrats will not do that. They never will. The Kamala Harris won't do that. Kamala Harris has been in office for 4 years almost. She hasn't lifted a finger to lower your prices. She hasn't lifted a finger to stop inflation. She hasn't lifted a finger to drop interest rates. She hasn't lifted a finger to help your life. Well, she's done the opposite. Everything Kamala has done, everything Kamala proposes to do is going to make the economy worse and going to make your life miserable. And for anybody out there who's a so-called Republican to stand there and tell me that somehow Trump is worse, that they can't elect Trump, that they're going to allow Kamala to get elected? No. No. Look, listen, folks. If you count the unemployment right now, if you truly count unemployment, now listen, they get their number right now, and the number right now, I believe, is almost 5%. They don't want to tell you that, but it is. But that's the way they count it. Because they don't count. If you stop looking, if you get tired because you can't find a job and you stop looking, the government stops counting you as unemployed. So they don't count you. They just pretend you don't exist. So the real number, if you count the real number right now, we're getting close to a 10% unemployment rate right now in this economy. This economy is not doing well. This economy has a lot of facades around it and a lot of pretty words and pretty pictures that the Democrats are painting and the media is painting. But you and me and the regular American who's living every day, living your life, you know that the economy is not doing well. You see how much it costs you to put gas in your car. You see how much it costs you to go to the grocery store. When you used to go to the grocery store and used to walk around with your cart and fill it up and walk out for $100, now it's costing you $300, $400. And most of you can't afford that. So you're having to put stuff back. I know people very close to me that I talked to the other day that had to put stuff back and walk out of the grocery store without food because they couldn't afford it. Because they cannot make it month to month with anything left over. That is because of Kamala Harris's policies. She's the last one in the room. She's been okaying all these policies for the past 4 years. Kamala Harris wants you to believe that she's not the incumbent. For all intents and purposes, Kamala, you are the incumbent. You've been in office for 4 years, not Donald Trump. When Donald Trump left office, inflation was less than 2%. Gas was under $2. In many places, it was under $2. In some places, it was just over $2. When Donald Trump left office, energy prices were low. When Donald Trump left office, bacon and milk and bread were half the price of what they are now. Kamala Harris did that. Kamala Harris put in the policies that drove up all these prices, and now Kamala Harris is trying to tell you that she's gonna lower prices on day one. Kamala, day one for you started almost 4 years ago. So folks, I just want you to take all these things to heart. So listen, I'm gonna get to a lot more of that. And the last thing I'll say is, again, stay tuned to my social media. Stay tuned to this radio show, because I'm going to let you know about more Trump bus events that are going to be happening. That bus event that I participated in on Sunday was absolutely fantastic. It was so much fun. The laughter and jubilation, even though the economy is tanking and Kamala Harris is leading us to World War III with Russia and who knows who else. Even though all those things are going on, we know that there's a better path, and that path is Donald Trump. And everybody that was at the bus event, the Trump bus event on Sunday, they were jubilant and they were happy because they were jazzed up about the prospect of Donald Trump winning in November. Because Donald Trump comes back to office. Listen, again, you don't have to like him. You don't have to love him. You can hate him. But his policies, you will love, and you know it. Because every one of you that'll be voting in November, you lived through the first Trump presidency. And you saw what he did. He had one of the best economies this country's ever had. He had the lowest employment this country's ever had. The lowest unemployment this country's ever seen. Or one of the lowest. More Hispanics, more blacks, more whites, more everybody had a job. And a damn good job. And they had the ability to go get a better job if they wanted to go get a better job. That happened under Donald J. Trump in his first 4 years. Now, they want to pretend that COVID didn't happen. They want to tell you that Donald Trump lost all these jobs, when it was the Democrat Party and the Democrat officials and the Democrat governors that kept their state shut down so long that it absolutely devastated this economy. I'll be the first to tell you, shutting down the economy for one day was wrong, let alone for months. And it was the Democrat Party. Look, it was the red states. It was Ron DeSantis. Brian Kemp of Georgia, who opened our state first, who opened the state of Georgia first, and it was Ron DeSantis who opened the state of Florida next. And then the other Republican governors followed suit and opened their states. It was the Democrats that fought tooth and nail to keep their states closed. Democrats did that. So it's Democrats that killed so many jobs, and they're trying to blame Trump for that. Folks, these people, it's unbelievable to me how much and how willing the Democrats are to lie to your face. Listen, it was this party. Remember, it was Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party and the Democrat media that looked at your face just a few months ago in June and told you before the debate, they told you, oh, Joe Biden is fine. Joe Biden is healthy. Joe Biden can run laps around any young people. Wow, they said Joe Biden was sharp as a tack. They said Joe Biden was the sharpest guy in the room. They said Joe Biden didn't have any cognitive declines. They told you, they knew they were lying, and they lied to your face anyway. And then that debate happened. And even though it was a friendly environment for Joe Biden, they couldn't save Joe Biden. Joe Biden's cognitive decline was so apparent and so obvious that in that disastrous debate that he had, that they couldn't save him after that debate, and they ran him out of town, and they forced him out, and they anointed Kamala. And the only reason they anointed Kamala is because she's the only one they could give the money to, and they need a war chest. Because when you can't run on policy, and all you have to run on are word salads and your communist, socialist, Marxist beliefs, well, then you gotta hide that. And the only way to hide that is to hide it with money. So Kamala Harris is the Democrat nominee, not because anyone voted for her, because no one did. She's the nominee because she's the only one they could give the war chest, the money to. And they still believe that whoever has the most money can win. That's what they believe. But you know what? Donald Trump proved them wrong once by beating Hillary Clinton, and he's going to prove them wrong again, hopefully this time. But I hope a lot of you are waking up. And I do believe a lot of you are waking up. Just what I saw on Sunday, I know a lot of you people are waking up. The Hispanics, I cannot say it enough. I mean, I was standing with Hispanics. I was standing with some black dudes and black women, all chanting Trump, all chanting USA, all waving signs. It was amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It was absolutely amazing. And, it was awesome, awesome. So make sure you stay tuned, folks. Make sure you stay tuned and listen for the next Trump bus event, because it might happen in 2 weeks. It might happen in as early as 2 weeks. And, I want you guys to come out and support, because it would be awesome. Come out and hang out with me. So I just keep an eye on my social media, listen to my show, and you'll find out when the next Trump bus, event is going to happen. And who knows, maybe one day we'll get lucky enough for Trump to make an appearance himself. Who knows? You just never know, folks. All things are possible as we close in the last 50 or so days before Election Day. So this is going to be awesome. It's going to be a good ride, a fun ride. So sit back and relax and enjoy it. All right, folks, listen, this is Victor Armendariz. This is the America's Web Radio Station you are tuned into. I got to move on to a little bit of things. There's a lot going on. Listen, I think... tonight, I've got some pointers for Trump tonight, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit. And that's if Kamala Harris even shows up. There was a headline out, I believe, this morning. Kamala Harris is still complaining about the debate rules, that they are the ones who set these rules up. They're the ones, the Democrats are the ones who demanded these rules, and they got their debate rules. And now Kamala Harris is still complaining. As early as this morning, the Kamala Harris team is still complaining about the debate. They don't want to go to the debate. Ladies and gentlemen, understand this. Kamala Harris and her team and the Democrats do not want you to see an unscripted Kamala. They know what will happen if you see an unscripted Kamala. So listen, they've gone, I don't know what, 50 days now or so without having a real news conference. Kamala Harris is not going to answer one question to any media person. There will be no news conference for Kamala Harris before the election. She can't risk it. They're going to continue to hide her. She's only going to speak in platitudes and word salads, and she's only going to read from a teleprompter. That's what's going to happen. She will ignore. Look what she did the other day. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever seen, or did you ever think you would ever see a presidential candidate, not a Congress candidate, a House member or a Senate member, which would be bad enough. But did you ever believe you would see a presidential candidate who would put earbuds in her ears and then, in utter stupidity, hold the phone up to her ear and walk past the media pretending like she's on the phone? This is how desperate they are to keep Kamala away from the media. They do not want her to answer questions unscripted. And the other day, I cannot stress this enough, a presidential candidate And Kamala Harris, who now they're telling you is the most brilliant woman ever. They're telling you she's the most brilliant prosecutor ever. This woman put earbuds in both ears. You can see it in the video, ladies and gentlemen. She put earbuds in both ears and then held the phone up to her ear and walked past the media pretending like, oh, I'm on the phone. I'm so important. I'm on the phone. And apparently, she's so important that she needs earbuds and she needs to hold the phone up to her ear. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable. You have a presidential candidate who is so afraid of the media, so afraid. The sycophant media that adores her and hates Trump, she's still afraid of him because she can't risk answering a question unscripted. She cannot take that chance. So she walks by the media to get on Air Force Two with earbuds in her ear, and then to stress home the point, she puts the phone up to her ear. It looks pretty stupid. And that's a presidential candidate. That is a person who, if enough dumb masses vote for her, we would have a president who's dumb enough to put earbuds in her ears so she can pretend that she's on the phone and then put the phone up to her ear. I mean, folks, you just can't make this stuff up. You just can't make it up. So, again, I want to apologize for my voice and apologize I know I'm probably sounding a little slower than usual, but it's just because I'm getting over a cold. So bear with me, ladies and gentlemen, bear with me, but I'm fine. I promise I'm fine. So I'm going to get to some debate talk because it's just unbelievable. If Kamala shows up, which I think at this point is still an if, I don't know how she could avoid it, but trust me, if they find a way, she will avoid this debate tonight. They can't take the risk. And understand this. This debate is being hosted by ABC. ABC is the most biased news outlet out there next to MSNBC. I mean, MSNBC basically is a mouthpiece for Iran and North Korea. They might as well be a propaganda wing of the Democrat Party, which is what I think the MSNBC is. But take outside of MSNBC, ABC, when you look at ABC, NBC, and CBS and PBS, ABC is the most biased. And if you don't believe me, you can look up the numbers. ABC so-called news outlet, the journalists, have given 100% positive coverage of Kamala Harris. Since Kamala Harris was anointed to the nomination of the Democrat Party, you didn't get to vote for her. Nobody did. She was anointed, but since she was anointed, ABC so-called news outlet has covered her with 100% positivity. 100%. Now, how much positive news have they given, news coverage have they given Donald Trump? How much positive news coverage have they given Donald Trump? 7%, folks. 7%. A measly 7% positive. That's 93% negative that they give their news of Trump and 100% positive of Kamala. And this is the news agency that's so-called news agency that's going to be the moderators for tonight's debate. So understand, they are going to, this will be a biased debate. They're going to try and protect Kamala. I mean, it's probably going to be as bad as when they ask Trump a question, it's going to be, Donald Trump, how come you're the second coming of the devil? And then they're going to turn to Kamala and it's going to be, Kamala, what makes you so brilliant? This is how this debate's going to go tonight. So it's going to be up to Donald Trump to really expose Kamala tonight. And I'm going to tell you how he's going to do it. I'm going to tell you how he can do it. I'm going to give the Trump campaign and the Trump team some advice. When I come back from this break, when we come back from this break, I'm going to give Donald Trump some of the best advice that I think I could give him about tonight's debate and how easy it'll be. Because it's going to be hard because they're going to be 100% against Donald Trump. But there's a way that Donald Trump can really, really make this debate work for him. And I'm going to give you that advice, Donald Trump. I'm going to give it to you when I come back. So folks, stay tuned. We will be right back. This is the On Point with Victor Show.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor Show, only on America's Web Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor Show. I am Victor Armenteris. Hey, look, Kamala, you go take your laughter somewhere else. How many times are we going to hear that tonight? I mean, oh my goodness. Folks, listen, this is the America's Web Radio Show. America's Web Radio Station. The show, of course, is the On Point with Victor Show, and I am Victor Armenteris, the Mexican not afraid to be American. Listen, Legendary Dave just pointed something out to me. If you live near where they're dumping a lot of Haitian illegals and other illegals, you might want to take extra care of your house pets, just in case. I'm just saying. Maybe take, and if you're out feeding ducks around the local lake, you might want to start looking out for those ducks. I'm just saying, if you notice some missing, well, you might want to check your local Haitian illegal immigrant or your local Venezuelan gang. So that's all I'm going to say about that, folks. I'm just saying, but that's compliments of Legendary Dave. But look, ladies and gentlemen, listen, let me get into some things here. I've had some people ask me about Dick Cheney. Now look, I like Dick Cheney. I will always consider him a patriot. Dick Cheney did some, he really helped guide this country in a time of need back when he was vice president. I do believe Dick Cheney used to really care about this country. But what he did over the weekend by coming out and endorsing Kamala. Now listen, I would have respect for Dick Cheney if he had said, I'm going to sit this one out, or I'm just going to stay silent. I would have respect. I would still have respect for him, but I don't really have respect for what he did over the weekend. You cannot now. And again, I it really pains me to say this, and I'm not going to dump on Dick Cheney because I think Dick Cheney his time to serve this country. He did some good things way back in the day. And Dick Cheney, I think he was just, look, he'll be a patriot in my eyes, and I'm just going to pretend like what happened this weekend didn't happen. But I have to talk about it because some of you are asking me about it. I will just say this about Dick Cheney. I don't know why, but for some reason, these old school establishment politicians, and make no mistake, Dick Cheney is as establishment as you can get. Now, back in the day when he was vice president, he did some pretty good things, and he guided and pushed Bush to do some things that weren't so establishment, and that was a good thing. They didn't do enough of them, but they did some. So again, back they were good people back then, and I think they're good, honest people until now, because I don't know what it is about establishment Republicans, but when they get into their retirement age, they so want to be loved by the media, and they so want to be loved by Democrats. It's as if they know they're getting close to the end, and when they and they know they're going to be honored, that for some reason they have in their head that being honored just won't be enough if they're not getting kudos from the media and from the Democrats. The very media and Democrats, understand this, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what really burns me up about Dick Cheney, what he did this past weekend. The very media and the very Democrats that are praising Dick Cheney today because he's endorsed Kamala Harris, that same media and those same Democrats vilified Dick, up until yesterday, vilified Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was the Nazi devil. They called him that. They called Dick Cheney every name in the book. And Liz Cheney, that's your father that these people berated, and they were just very, very ugly to. They called your father and Mr. Dick Cheney, they called you the devil. They called you a Nazi devil. They called you everything. None of it was good. And now they're praising you. And why you seeked their approval, I'll never understand. But Dick Cheney's not the only one, the establishment retired Republican that gets out there and does this stuff. I don't understand it. These people hate him. They hated him yesterday, and they're going to hate him tomorrow. But right now, they love him. And I guess that's enough for Dick Cheney as he goes into his latter years. I don't get it. But you can't tell me, Dick Cheney, that all the things you did for this country, and now all of a sudden, you don't care about the American people. Because Dick Cheney, you can't tell me you care about the American people, because you know darn well Kamala Harris is causing a lot of pain on American people for the last 4 years. And Kamala Harris, you know damn well Kamala Harris's policies are going to completely tank what's left of our economy if she gets elected. And you know millions and millions of Americans will be hurt. Millions of blue-collar Americans, millions of poor Americans will be hurt because of Kamala Harris. And you're going to sit there and tell me that you're okay with her being elected. No, I can't accept that, Dick Cheney. Can't accept it. So shame on you. And David, you look like you might have a comment. And you just chime in if you do.
Cut. Well, my feeling is towards Dick Cheney and most Democrats. If you want to find one, you look down. They're crawling in the dirt.
Yeah.
And Dick Cheney, I'm like you. I'm blown away. He was a hero.
Yeah, an absolute hero. And I will remember that part of Cheney. I'm not going to remember what he did this weekend.
Well,
because it's inexcusable.
Yeah, I can't help but remember it. And he's as lousy as his daughter is.
Unfortunately, she's. I don't know what her problem is. That's
CERN. He has.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that I would like is for Trump to anoint me as keeper of the swamp gate. I would like to kick some ass through the swamp gate and make sure they get close to the drain.
Yeah, well,
Dick Cheney would be right there with them. So would
Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney have earned their spot in the swamp. There's no doubt, and they need to go. And you're right, David. When that drain is pulled, and they go down the drain, they need to go with it. And I hate to say that; it really does pain me to say it. But listen, folks, Dave is not wrong. You're not wrong. There's no excuse for what they're doing. Liz Cheney, I don't know why she's got a stick up her rear. But she's got a personal vendetta against Donald Trump. But here's the thing, folks. Here's the thing, which you got to remember. Just a few years ago, Liz Cheney was on TV and video stating how dangerous Kamala Harris is to this country, not how dangerous Donald Trump is. You can look this stuff up. But just a few years ago, Liz Cheney was describing how bad, how dangerous, and how disastrous Kamala Harris would be for this country if she were ever in a position of power. And Liz Cheney said that. And now we're supposed to pretend, well, that didn't happen. And how dumb is it for Liz Cheney to believe that everything she said a few years ago is right there for us to find on a DuckDuckGo search? It's as easy as a DuckDuckGo search. I guess Liz just thinks that the media can just hide everything. Well, they can't. They can't. Just as all this other stuff of Kamala's Marxism and socialism and communism beliefs, all that stuff is resurfacing now, and they're trying to hide it from you. Liz Cheney, we saw the video. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go look this video up. Liz Cheney, just a few years ago, was speaking and telling the American people and the press corps how dangerous Kamala Harris would be to this country. And now she's pretending like she never said that. And now she wants you to believe that somehow Kamala Harris is not going to be a danger to the American people. Listen, Kamala Harris, again, she's been in office for almost 4 years, and your life is pretty miserable because of it. And now Kamala Harris wants to finish the job by you anointing and electing her to the highest office in the land, the presidency. And if she gets any of her policies, oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, this woman wants to tax your unrealized gains. And don't listen to this crap when they say it's just hurting the rich people. And shame on anybody out there who's lying to the American people because they support Kamala and saying that unrealized gains is just going to hit the rich. No.
No. I'll go out on the line right now and ask for donations. And that, as you know, I farm.
Right.
I farm.
Right.
And I'm supposed to pay taxes on a crop that hadn't even
that
been
hasn't
planted.
Even been planted. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't afford
That is a great example, David. You're expected to pay taxes on the worth of a farm that hasn't even reached its worth. I mean, they want you to pay taxes on food that you haven't planted, on crops you haven't planted. And this is where I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to come after you. They're going to come after, listen, those 87,000 agents they want. They're not going after the 1% or the 10%. They're going after the 80%, the 90%. That's you. That's you, you hardworking middle class worker. They're coming after you because you might have a painting in your house that the government deems is worth way more than you paid for it. You must be taxed on that. You might be living in a house that maybe you inherited, or maybe you bought your house through your hard work and sweat equity. And the government wants to come along and say, hey, that house is worth a whole lot more. That's capital gains. That we're going to tax that. Hey, your house is worth this today. Hey, your car's worth that. It doesn't matter, folks. It will not stop with just stocks and the Wall Street. They want to say that you have an inherent value in whatever you own, and they want to tax it before you ever realized any kind of gain.
You know, I wanted to stick hands in my eyes this past few days, and so I did, and I watched some of what they call the news, which when I was in the bigger time, it was not news, it's opinions. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, but listening to it and watching it, it's sickening. And those people, and I say those people, the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
they're crazy.
Well,
they are effing
they are a special kind of crazy. They're drinking some crazy sauce lately.
It's,
you're 100% right.
Not even Kool-Aid.
No, they're dipping in crazy sauce. And you're right, David. Today's elected Democrats are they've gone over the deep end.
And to think, you know, Kamala sends chills up my back of thinking of her
the thought
sitting down with anybody.
Gosh. How,
can you imagine Putin?
How on earth can, well, here's the dirty little secret, David. Kamala has no intention to stop the Ukraine-Russia war.
No.
They want it to continue, along with Lindsey Graham and some other bozos out there. They want a forever war.
I want to finish this. She is the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get the walls.
Gosh.
Now, this guy,
yeah.
He, you know, you remember the old Democrat thing of the Republicans were pushing the old lady in the wheelchair?
Oh, right. The old ad. Yeah, they actually had ads where the Republicans are pushing the old people off the cliff.
They have outdone themselves with what they're doing on pushing people over the cliff.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, and just about, you can almost count it.
Mm-hmm.
Every word that a Democrat says is a lie.
Right.
One way or the other, it turns back around to being a lie.
Right. I mean, I don't even want to get into Waltz now because I don't want to bring people down, David, because they're going to be down enough with Kamala being as close to the presidency as she is right now. It's scary. It's scary. But David, you're right. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, the legendary Dave is not wrong. If Kamala scares you, go do a little research on Waltz. Go do a little research on Tampon Tim. I mean, this guy is, I don't know if he can tell the truth. There's a reason that his family, look, part of me almost feels bad that his family has come out against him. I mean, normally a family might just remain quiet, but they are so fearful of Waltz, their family member, that they've come out against him and they're being public about it. That ought to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I've had people in my family that don't support Trump, but we're still a family and we still love each other and we can still have great conversations, and I would never go out and disparage my family member. They look, and despite what I will harp on elected officials. Absolutely. But if you're out there and you're just a citizen, listen, it's your God-given right because this is such a great country to believe what you want and vote for what you want. Now, I'll tell you when you're wrong. And I tell my family members when they're wrong. And listen, most of my family members have come over to the Trump side because of the last 4 years have been an absolute disaster. The Harris-Biden administration has been an absolute disaster. No, you can't sugarcoat it. And so it's quite easy now, if you have the courage, to just look at people and go, there is no way I proudly will not support Kamala and Waltz. I will proudly support Trump, and it's not necessarily supporting Trump. I'm supporting Trump's policies. That's all you have to say. For those of you out there who can't bring yourself to say you support Trump, you can support his policies. Because if you support helping the American people, if you want the poor to do better, if you want the middle class to survive, because right now the Harris administration is crushing the middle class. There won't, if Harris is elected in just a couple of months, the middle class is not going to survive 4 years. They're just not going to. So if you're out there and you support the poor and you want to help the poor and you want to help the middle class and you want to everyone to expand and enjoy American dream again, and if you want the American dream to be relit, if you want that flame to be relit, and if you want this country to prosper again, listen, folks, it can. This country can absolutely be lit up again. The best days can absolutely be in the future if we elect the right person and the right policies. And that person is Donald J. Trump. The Trump policies are where we need to go. We are in a recession right now for all intents and purposes. This is a bad economy right now. And the person to bring us out of it is the person who brought us out of it before. And that's Donald J. Trump. So again, you don't have to like his policies. You don't have to like his tweets, but you can like his, I'm sorry. You don't have to like him and you don't have to like his tweets, but you can like his policies because his policies are going to help your pocket. And honestly, ladies and gentlemen, all of you out there, all of you voters out there should be a one-issue voter right now, and that should, well, a two-issue voter right now. You should vote for the economy, and you should vote for this country's security, which means immigration, which means fixing the border. Kamala Harris is not going to change the border. Kamala Harris wanted to defund ICE. Kamala Harris wants to make illegals legal. Kamala Harris doesn't even want to call illegals illegal. Kamala Harris wants to put the non-citizen above the citizen. That's all you need to know. So as you go into this debate tonight, you just pay attention to how much policy can Kamala talk and how much is going to be word salads. And boy, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to get into some debate talk because we need to talk about this. But I think, David, you might have a comment.
As you watch the so-called debate tonight, as you sit down on your couch or your favorite chair, whatever it is, I beg you, I literally beg you to think of two things, your children and your grandchildren.
Yeah, and their children. Yeah, that's a great point, David.
You've got to think of your kids and their kids and their kids.
Well,
because I grew up, I had a wonderful life. It was incredible. I had incredible parents. I lived in an incredible time of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're going into and what we're living in right now, if you don't understand it, we are in it right now. Up to our ass.
Yeah, we're living in an actual decline of this country right now.
And please, as you're thinking about voting and you're thinking about the debate, think about your kids, your grandkids,
and their kids. And David, you're right. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, that this is not hyperbole. If we continue on the road of Kamala Harris, you won't have a choice of health care because it'll be run by government. You won't have a choice of what to eat. It'll be run by government. You won't have a choice of what to drive. It'll be run by government. You won't have a house to own because they'll be owned by the government. You will just be a entity for the government to control and own. That's what you'll be. And you will not be an individual. And we cannot allow this. We need this great country to prosper. We need this great country to continue forward. Their only light of freedom and liberty is this country. I mean, folks, the rest of this world is on its road to bad socialism, bad Marxism ideas, and even into some communism. And so if you want that, leave this country, please leave it. Go find another country. Go see how you enjoy that. And then if you're lucky, we'll allow you back into the U.S. Because you're going to want to be back. Trust me. So, all right, folks, excuse me. Excuse my voice. It is fading and fading fast. But here we go. We got to talk about the debate real quick. So again, just let me end with this on the talking about Cheney. There are too many examples of establishment Republicans who go out in their latter years, they go out to retirement, and for some reason they want to be loved and adored by the media and the Democrat. The very media and the very Democrats who hated them and still hate them. But for some reason they want to gain their adulation before they depart this earth. So I don't know what it is, and it's a sad day indeed, for what the Cheneys are doing, but whatever, whatever, they can do what they want. I will say this about the Bushies, you know, I've got a problem with the Bushies too. At least George W. Bush has come out and said he's sitting this one out. I don't know if it means he's gonna vote, I don't know if it means he's not gonna vote, but I don't care. I just don't want him, at least he has the character to not try and tell me that somehow Kamala Harris is better for my wallet than Donald Trump is. Because every one of you know that's not true. And shame on the Cheneys. See here, understand this, folks. Understand this. And I've talked about this before. Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, the Bushies, those families, and anyone else elected establishment Republican who's gotten rich off of us, the taxpayer, all of them can outrun what Kamala Harris is going to do to this country if she gets elected. All of them can outrun it. Their family can outrun it. They have built off the cronyism of what it is to be part of the establishment. They have built generational wealth. They will be fine. Because believe you me, whatever crappy policy that Kamala Harris comes out with to find new ways to tax you, they will have carve-outs for their friends and themselves. They always do. They always do. Listen, Obama carved himself out of Obamacare. How crazy is that? That should have been your biggest warning that Obamacare was crap, is when the Obamas carved themselves out with their friends and other elected officials. They carved themselves out of Obamacare. That should have, right there, that should have been the biggest reason to tank and repeal Obamacare. I mean, it's crazy, folks. Listen, anything that our representative, so-called representative officials, anything that these legislators pass, they should have to endure first. They should have to endure first. But instead, they carve themselves out and they force this crap on we, the people. Because we can't do anything about it. At least enough of you won't do anything about it when really you've got the biggest power of all. You can vote these idiots out of office. And we really need to do that. And hopefully we'll start in 2024 by voting these people out of office. And that includes a lot of Republicans. And as we go into 2026 and 2028, we need to get rid of the likes of Lindsey Graham, the likes of Mitch McConnell, the likes of the Romneys, and so many of these people like the Cheneys. So many, we need to get them out and usher in new, young, vibrant, conservative, libertarian, individual thinking Republicans. That's what we need to do. We really do need to change this party. I don't care if it's in the image of Donald Trump or whatever you want to say. But right now, Donald Trump is the closest thing to a libertarian individual president that we've ever had, never will have probably. I don't know. Maybe who will see who follows him. But we need to the legislators, your House members and your Senate members, we need to get rid of the old guard. The old guard needs to be tossed out, and we need to do it over the next few years. But first, we need to start by electing Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump's going to be able to pull enough Republicans with him to fix this country, because enough Republicans are sitting up there and they understand that if Trump gets elected, that they better go along and be part of the correction of this country and helping people thrive again, because they know they can't be against that. So we're going to be okay, folks. Listen, we're going to be okay. We just got to make sure Trump gets elected. We really do. Now, I've got some things he needs to do. For the debate tonight, I've got some things he needs to do for the debate tonight. Now listen, I told you before, they're gonna come after Trump. They're gonna come after, it's gonna be one-sided. ABC is the most left-leaning, when you talk about ABC, CBS, or NBC, ABC is the most left-leaning of them all. All of their coverage for Kamala has been 100% positive. 93% of their coverage has been negative for Trump. So they're gonna be out to get Trump. So Trump, this is what Trump thinks. I would love to see this. Donald Trump he could win this debate in the first 5 minutes when they announce him and he comes out to the podium and he comes out and he stands to the podium and they give him his opening statement. Donald Trump needs to reach in his jacket or bring out with him a bottled water. And it should say Trump 24 on it. But bring out this bottled water, put it on the podium and say, excuse me folks, I brought my own water because listen, I got shot just a few months ago and I'm about to stand in front of a moderator or a news agency that has been 93% negative towards me. So, you know, I want to be a little extra safe. you just can't be too safe these days if your name is Trump. And then he should chuckle and laugh. That would be hilarious. And Donald Trump can take this idea and make it his. But if he just comes out and has fun with this, in the first opening statement, chuckle a little bit, have a smile on your face, be relaxed and be happy, and make fun of yourself for being shot. All he's got to do is come out and say, oh, and make fun of him. They're going to have water for him. But he could, I'm telling you folks, everybody would laugh at this, even the people that don't like him. Just come out, put your own bottle of water down and say, listen folks, I brought my own water because listen, I've already been shot once and I can't take too many chances. You can't be too safe, and just laugh it off. And that would be a great opening. It would show a relaxed Donald Trump. It would show a Donald Trump that can make fun of an assassination attempt, but it can also be a reminder to the people, because ABC and other news agencies, they're buried the assassination attempt story. They watered it down. They don't want you to remember, let alone know, that Donald Trump almost lost his life to a bullet that's grazed his head. Donald Trump was shot in the freaking head, and they don't want you to know it. But Donald Trump could start this debate out by just making gist of being shot, bringing his own water, because you can't be too safe in this day and age if your name is Donald Trump. And that would win him the debate in the first 2 minutes. It would be amazing. David, look like you got a comment.
I do, and it's...
And we got to be quick because we're almost there.
It's over your age.
Uh-oh. Why, thank you.
I can remember when ABC News, American Broadcasting Company, was literally the Fox of the time.
Oh, right. Okay. Wow. That was must have been a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Wow.
They were, I mean, every other network, CBS, NBC, were totally liberal.
Right.
And ABC came along.
Wow.
It was a conservative network.
Wow. Or at least a truth-telling network. Well, that must have been a long time ago, David, because that is not the case today. That is not the case today. But, well, listen, folks, listen, that's if Donald Trump would open the debate that way, he would win it. And the other thing Donald Trump needs to do is when they ask him questions and they're going to ask him, I'm telling you, folks, they're going to ask him, why is he the devil? And they're going to ask Kamala why she's so great. No matter what they ask him, he just needs to respond about the economy and about the immigration, about economy and about immigration. Remind people of Kamala's record. And then at some point in the middle of this debate, Donald Trump needs to look at the moderators and he goes, will you please ask my counterpart to define the word democracy? Because Kamala Harris is going to beat up Trump about democracy, democracy, and they're going to let her do it. But Donald Trump needs to say, I'm the one that's actually practicing democracy. I am allowing the states to vote on abortion. They can vote whatever they want. The federal government can't go one way or the other because it's a state issue now. I did that. That's democracy. I had to fight 15, 20 other Republicans to earn the spot on this stage where I am now. She didn't earn anything. Not one of you voted for her. That's not democracy. They anointed her. He just needs to remind people that and tell them, make her define democracy, because she says she's for democracy, but yet the Democrat Party is the party that's suing states to get Jill Stein off the ballot, a Democrat, to get Cornel West off the ballot. He's a black Democrat. The Democrats are doing that. That's not democracy. Donald Trump needs to demand that she define democracy. Because if you remember, when Ronald Reagan asked the communists, what is your definition of peace? The communists said, you bow to us, there will be peace. And Kamala Harris needs to define democracy. Because her idea of democracy is authoritarianism, folks. It ain't real democracy. Donald Trump's practiced democracy. Kamala Harris gives you a lot of lip service. And he just needs to repeat those points and make her define democracy. And then remind her, it is your party that's trying to get Jill Stein off, a Democrat off the ballot. Your party getting Cornel West off the ballot. It's your party trying to keep RFK on the ballot. It's crazy, folks, crazy. All right, folks, I'm getting out of here. It's time for Locked and Loaded with Roger B, so stay tuned.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.